WHNchicks.com.
By the name of Bobby Nelson. 1050 WHN, beautiful afternoon. Good to have you here. It's Conway Twitty. 1050 WHN is going to help you make it through the week as we did Mrs. Genevieve Wishness of Greenpoint in Brooklyn. Paid her rent yesterday. Last night, actually, with Jesse here at 1050 WHN. You can be a winner. Get your list of five good things together. I'm Bob Wayne, and this, of course, is the Fendi. Since I Met You, Baby. Since I Met You, Baby. Not to say. My friends in Manhattan, East Side. Let us know what you want to hear. Give me a call at 212-688-1050 WHN. Heaven Every Day, Mel Tillis. Heaven Every Day. I don't know about that. New troubles with default. It might happen sooner than expected. Right, Gene Ladd?
That's for sure. New York City paychecks have been frozen until further notice. That word coming just a few minutes ago from the controller's office as well as from officials of Big Mac. City paychecks are frozen as of this afternoon and until further notice. Next Tuesday, the city needs more money than it has for the sanitation department's salary plus welfare and contract payments. Mayor Beam says the city is $60 million short. Others have put the figure at $150. The trouble goes back to the plan worked out in Albany at the end of the summer. The lawmakers made provisions for more than $700 million from state pension funds. The courts held the legislature couldn't do that, but the controller could, but he wouldn't. The controller, Arthur Levitt, says he has drawn the line. No more money now from the state pension funds to be used to aid New York City, at least not this year. So without it, somewhere between $60 and $150 million soon, default is upon us. And again, repeating, New York City paychecks are frozen. A sunny, mild afternoon, 66 degrees right now. The city continues efforts to avoid cutting open tuition. Joe Bragg was following developments earlier.
City University has...
The Federal Energy Office today said it's granting a one-month rules exemption. It's worth $2.7 million to the oil company owned by the brother of Governor Kerry. The second such exemption granted to Edward Kerry's New England Petroleum Company, a fuel oil firm, which the FEA said is in serious financial difficulty. The first exemption granted last May was worth $18.5 million. The Dairy Lee Cooperative and three former officers have been charged in a new milk adulteration indictment. The cooperative and two of the individuals, Robert Silva of Middletown and Harry Carter of Farmington Hills, Michigan, pleaded innocent to the grand larceny charges in Albany State Supreme Court. The name of the third individual wasn't made public pending arraignment. At the same time, Dairy Lee officer William Vaughn of Watertown, Connecticut, was sentenced to 3 years probation and fined $1,000 on a guilty plea to perjury charges. That's from a previous milk adulteration case. Well, Donald Rumsfeld took the oath of office today as Secretary of Defense with these words on detente.
Detente must be a nation to use it to the detriment of freedom.
And Ronald Reagan announced he's seeking the presidential nomination from the GOP with these words on detente.
Through detente, we seek a lasting peace with us.
Wall Street, the Dow Jones Industrials are lower, 2.13, the volume 19,930,000 shares. NYSE Composite Index is down 0.11, and the average price per share is off 6 cents. WHN News Time, 2:54. We have two late developments before the weather. First of all, California Governor, or former California Governor Ronald Reagan, was grabbed and wrestled to the ground today by a man who appeared to be carrying a gun. Reagan was unhurt, the man collared by the Secret Service agents. He's being questioned now. We have WHN newsman Joe Bragg on the line with us now with more on our opening story, the freezing of New York City paychecks.
Well, Gene, it is true. I just spoke to Paul O'Brien, the controller's new secretary, and he tells me that the first information went out on the police teletype, and it directed a hold on tomorrow's paychecks until further notice. He did say that they're short of money right now, but they are expecting it to come in sometime today or tomorrow, about $127 million they need to meet the payroll, and they expect to get it from Big Mac. However, Mr. O'Brien did tell me that Comptroller Golden spoke to Governor Kerry, and Governor Kerry assured Comptroller Golden that the money will be forthcoming, so they're working on that right now.
So this week's pay should be met, the way it looks.
Yes, it looks like it will be met, because the mayor said the same thing to me this morning when I asked him about it, and he said they had a few things in the works.
Then this one appears to be temporary.
Yes.
Thank you, Joe. WHN weather now. Widespread dense fog burned away for a beautiful day. Sunny and mild this afternoon, the middle 60s. Partly cloudy tonight, the lowest about 50. 66 degrees right now. With coverage from the American Entertainment Network, Gene Ladd, WHN News.
Back to the music, Bob Wayne here. 1050 WHN. C.W. McCall, our guest DJ today at 4 p.m. here at the house. Give a listen. The Eagles Fly, Lion Eyes.
WHN. New York.
It's 3 o'clock. Beautiful afternoon. Bob Wayne, the music. Reminder, $20 in jeans coming up. Get your five good things together at WHA. Could be a winner. Here's David Lockins. Yeah. Kathy Monroe of Woodhaven, Queens, $25 in steak. Rita Brenner of the Bronx, $20 in jeans. Thanksgiving turkey for Carol Whitehouse of Brooklyn, New York. Your chance to win is coming up, my friend. 1050 WHN. Was Dave Loggins. This, of course, is Kenny Starr's Blind Man in the Bleachers. Kenny Starr, 308, 1050 WHN. Del DeMonto at 4 o'clock. Actually, I don't know if we can trust him. Maybe at 4 o'clock. He's over 30, turned 30 yesterday. Had a celebration here. Actually, it'll be C.W. McCall. First hour of Del's show today. Guest disc jockey at WHN. Here's Tom T. Hall.
Sounder knees.
Tom T. for Tall Tale Hall there, story of Sneaky Snake. Bob Wayne until C.W. McCall today at 4 o'clock. Sunny and mild, high in the 60s, current temperature at beautiful 66 degrees in New York City. Right here, this week's budget trimming feature is shells of beef. Untrimmed loin, whole or half, $1.59 a pound. Custom cut to your order.
It's tough being money these days.
Dotson saves.
Find out the true cost of economy. Go in and see one of the 57 New York, New Jersey, or Fairfield County Dotson dealers today. Yeah, coming up, we have $20 in jeans for you at WHN. Here's Freddie Fender's Secret Love.
One.
Hey. Freddie Fender at 1050 WHN at 317. Big Brothers of New York has lots of boys between the ages of 8 and 16 waiting for you in Manhattan, the Bronx, Queens, Brooklyn. Call MU62042.
Would you look?
Pass me by if you're only passing through. Don't you dare. You could lose that. Of course, you could be a winner. WHN knows there's a whole lot of good in this country. And we're going to buy jeans for you, $20 worth. If you're the 12th caller on my contest line, area code 212-955-9980. You can tell me five good things about our country. Join the hundreds of winners here. Good luck to you.
Even woke me up to say goodbye.
Donnie Millsap, 1050 WHN. 3:22 in the afternoon. So many things happening here at WHN. C.W. McCall to be the guest DJ. Del DeMontro's first hour, 4 until 5 p.m. today. Taking a peek at some of the prizes Del will be giving away today for the five good things. Here's groceries. Wow, $50 in groceries coming up. Get your list together. Sunny and mild, a high in the 60s. Tonight, cloudy, low in the 40s. Tomorrow, cloudy, mild chance of showers, high in the 60s. It's 3:22, 66 degrees in here.
The greatest radio ever recorded.
I'm just a singer in a rock and roll band. New Moody Blues on WRKF.
Airchecks.com.
All the hits, Kiss 95.7. I'm John Cadillac Seville, and this guy
where classic
really
radio lives.